Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we have our movie mogul, John Mowat, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, happy Friday, partner.
Same to you, brother. Good morning, John.
Good morning. And, of course, this weekend there is one huge movie opening, and it is called Glass. Oh, man.
Wow.
That trailer scares you.
John, we talk about this every week that a horror film, but this one may be at a higher level.
Yeah, what this does, and Larry, you're spot on, is it combines that horror film feel with the comic book movies that we've come to love over the last 15, 20 years. And what this is it's incredible. We have Unbreakable, and that was the movie that came out in 2000, right after M. Night Shyamalan hit the scene. And it was an incredible movie because it had this laid-back kind of feel to it where it really snuck up on you. And David Dunn, who was played by Bruce Willis, had these superpowers that he didn't quite understand, and it's something that we've never really seen before. And the movie is really, right now, a cult classic. You combine that with the movie that came out 2 years ago, Split, with James McAvoy, and it was just an incredible performance. He showed his range with a character, Kevin Wendell Crumb, with 24 different characters, and he plays them flawlessly. So what we have with Glass is the coming together of those two films in a wrapping up this trilogy with this one final film, Glass. And the mastermind behind this movie is Samuel L. Jackson's character, Elijah Price. It's an incredible movie, and I'm telling you guys, it's going to do major box office numbers, and the fans of these two earlier movies aren't going to be let down by this film.
Do you need to have seen the two earlier movies to understand this one?
You know what, John? So many times you ask that question, and we normally say, well, you know, you can pick it up right where this one starts. But in this movie, M. Night Shyamalan drops these hints and clues from earlier movies. So
Wow. Can
you enjoy it? Yeah, you can still enjoy it, but having previous knowledge of the first two films really makes it an incredible experience.
And a lot of people know M. Night Shyamalan because of Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis, where he got that relationship going. And I didn't realize, guys, that M. Night Shyamalan went through some really hard financial times because he said, I made a ton of money, and that he put up a lot of money back in movies, and then a couple were a bust, and he ended up broke. And so I think he's on his way back with this one, John.
Yeah, he's really turning things around. And it's fun watching his movies because he has certain writing style, and he writes his own movies. It's fun to follow along with, and it's almost predictable, but it's still fun. And also, he always shows up in one of his films. So that's an interesting thing to look out for. When is he going to show up? What kind of character is he going to be? Usually it's just for one scene. And he does it again in this film as well. So take a look for that.
Hey, John, question for you about the awards ceremonies that have been going on. When the Critics' Choice came out and named Roma as Best Picture, I think a lot of people went, what movie is that? I mean, it's like there are films that get awards that most of us have never heard of.
Yeah, and that's typical. It's typical this time of year, John. We've seen it year after year where a film that didn't do great at the box office, Roma, that really doesn't play to American audiences, to be honest with you, takes over some of these awards ceremonies. But I think with the Oscars coming up, we're going to see a little bit. Roma's going to be nominated for sure, but I think we're going to see a different path taken as the Oscars get a little bit closer. But if you haven't seen Roma, it's out there. It's available right now. Give it a look. It is a great coming-of-age film.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, too. John Mowat on movies. And, John, by the way, it's what? Alfred Hitchcock used to put himself in his own movies. Stan Lee, who just passed away, was in all those movies. And John Mowat was in his movies. So you put yourself in your own movies, too.
Right.
Have a great weekend, John.
Thanks, guys.
And now the top five movies currently at the box office, starting at number five.
It is Escape Room. Number four is The Spider-Verse, Spider-Man, of course. A Dog's Way Home at number three. Aquaman is at number two. And the number one movie, The Upside.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.